256, James Hadfield and Willard Grace, east of Route 1, east of Tulip Drive, being Lot 18 within Dutch Acres Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
James A. Hadfield, 107 Tulip Drive, East Delaware.
Right, you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Just what we're requesting is a 5-foot setback from our side property line. We have had the good fortune to be able to purchase one of the old Fillmore cottages from Rehoboth Beach, and we'd like to move it into our backyard to use as additional guest space for our home. Currently, we only have 2 bedrooms, so it's sort of an economical way for us to add additional floor space. We're requesting a 5-foot setback from the one side property line. We have spoken to all of our neighbors that are adjacent, and they understand what our intentions are, and we believe that nobody is opposed, at least to the neighbors that we spoke with. The neighbors that have the most concern are the ones that are closest to the property line where the building's going to go. We've spoken to them about ways that we can enhance privacy. They both value their privacy, as do we, so they've been very amicable in working with us toward a solution if there's any question.
What kind of facility are you going to have in a guest house?
Just a bedroom and a bathroom. There is a kitchen in it now, but we intend to tear that out because it is not our intent to use this as a rental unit or any kind of business. Other neighbors have tried to establish businesses in our neighborhood, and this is a second home for us, and we've really cherished the residential characteristic of the neighborhood, and we intend to keep it that way.
You know you're not allowed to have one.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. This wouldn't, the new ordinance wouldn't apply to this?
No. That was the next question.
Because it's not okay. AR1?
Nope. Right. It's not AR1. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have I'm reading your letter here. We are proposing to relocate a small structure. Small structure already on the property?
No, we have not moved it yet, no.
So it's not on the property?
No, it is owned by a gentleman, Mr. William Bell. He's in Ellendale. Okay. He's not the, when they went up for auction 2 years, he is not the original purchaser. They've been through several different owners since.
So you're relocating that small cottage to your?
Yes, exactly, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood correctly. Okay. Thank you.
Are they the cottages located on Route 9?
They were, at one time, yes, they were. Yes, exactly.
But they're on 16 now in Ellendale.
Yes.
And right there's coming in Ellendale. There's
yes, five exactly. Of them. Exactly. Yeah. I believe Mr. Bell wanted to do some kind of art village or something.
Pointy, right? Yeah. I looked at them. They're right there on the left-hand side.
Yes, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly,
yeah. So. They're up on piling now or blocks.
Exactly.
Okay. So. I thought that's where it was at. I looked at them today.
Yeah. I think we're really excited about it because they're really historic, and it's just a really neat idea, and it's,
you know. Yeah, five of them there, I believe. Six,
I don't want
six,
five of them.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
They were in the Sussex County, so to speak. Now they're in Ellendale.
No, now they're not. They're not instructed well for the age of them. I look at them today. They're right by them. Okay. Any further questions? I call for you, Mr. Miller. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Excuse me. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Okay.
Rickard, there is no correspondence.
No.
Yep. Now look under there. I found it to be fine.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 10,256, I believe what the applicant is trying to do in itself is unique. I believe that it enables reasonable use of the property. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it's the minimum of variance to afford relief Therefore, I move we would approve case number 10,256.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,256. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Case number 10,257.